With all the excitement of a vape shop grand opening, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah, I saw that on the way into town. You might have noticed that too.
There's a vape shop?
We're getting a vape shop in the Viroqua.
Isn't that the CBD?
Oh, no, you're going to go all the way through town on your way past near the... Yeah.
That's great. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's a big, bright, red thing on my way.
It's Viroqua.
I don't know what we need.
You probably don't need to talk about that anymore.
That's the excitement level I'm bringing.
No,
it's a big red neon sign with some stuff.
I'll have to look for it.
It's hard to miss. Right over by the fairgrounds, right over by...
Across the street?
Yeah, next to the Effingers and
really
whatnot.
Feel like community radio.
Dude, we are community-based.
Across the street from the fairgrounds there? And yes, you betcha.
I'm willing to bet you about 91 people just said, oh, I know exactly where that is. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, they're going to... You're welcome, vape shop. Yeah. Let me hook you up. Sports.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Sports.
And winter.
It's fall, You got to toughen up a little bit, man. It was 30 degrees. It snowed for about 14 seconds last week, and winter's over. It was just like that. Snapped our fingers. What happened in sports for you? Anything?
A few things.
A few things in sports?
Yeah, a few things. I don't know if you want to get to that now or you want to wait for that.
I mean, we have a list, but it's going to start and be NFL heavy for you, right? Did you do a... How'd your Vikings do this week?
They won against your Packers.
Hey, good for your team.
And
right?
Our quarterback went out.
Not great for your team.
And honestly, Kirk Cousins was having probably a legitimate Pro Bowl year.
If their team was winning more games, he was in the best quarterback in the
league.
He's
in the top 10 for every category.
Once again, yeah. Yeah, he's looked really, really good.
Of course, the Vikings are then in the bottom 10 for any rushing kind of categories.
Well, when you're passing it for, 51 times 18, a game.
18 touchdowns passing.
Yeah.
Receiving touchdowns.
Not this year. There's always next year for Kirk Cousins. Probably not in a Vikings uniform. Yes, in a Vikings.
I think he will be.
Does he even play next year? Does he have Aaron Rodgers' healing powers to be able to?
Well, I don't know, but Aaron Rodgers, we reached out to him.
I heard that.
And consulted him.
I watched and saw on the... some ESPN show. They were I watched that show's good. I'm not even gonna tell you what it is.
It's
if
trash.
You watch, it's trash. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I think he will be back. I mean, he wants money. But he legitimately loves Minnesota. Everybody that I've seen, all the reports, is that every team member loves him. I mean, he's the guy.
Sure.
Whether or not everybody agrees or not or thinks that primetime curse and everything else. He is a definite leader. I mean, he's stayed there after he ruptured, in case you didn't know, Kirk Cousins ruptured his Achilles, just like Aaron Rodgers. It was at least not four plays in, but once he pretty much figured that he was done, he sat in the golf cart and watched the rest of the game and cheered everybody else on. That's the teammate he is.
Okay. That's the guy who wants to be back. That's
what did Aaron
do? I mean, I'd assume he went into some kind of ayahuasca haze and was he helicoptered out?
He wasn't their support. I mean, he is now, but I mean, that's just the way it is. But that's Kurt. I mean, he's that consummate guy, and like I said, he's been playing lights out. I mean, that offensive line is finally decent.
Sure.
And they're protecting him. We just don't have a running game, but yeah. So he's out. I think he'll be back.
I think you're right too. I think he signs another 2 year.
I think
I think you're signed up for Kirk Cousins for two more years.
I think so.
Next year,
is he better than not knowing what the heck to do with a rookie quarterback? I mean, Jaren Hall's going to start this week.
Yes,
he'll probably this week and maybe next he'll start.
The track record for fifth round picks starting in the NFL. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm going to say it's really, really low percentage-wise in the history of the NFL. How many, not just their rookie year,
I mean,
in the history. A guy like that, Kirk Cousins is your quarterback next year.
I would assume so.
You're drafting a quarterback in the first round. Yeah. Very early.
Because I know Minnesota's not going to do that whole trading up and doing, the Carolina thing.
No, I mean, hopeful that Jaren Hall can,
be a viable.
They're currently 4-4, which sits them second place in the very, very weak NFC North, but also in the playoff.
They're seventh. They're the wild card right now.
They're deep in the playoff hunt. So you aren't losing games. You're not trying to lose.
We'll be 9 and what? 9-8.
It's an underwhelming thing, but it makes you the. I mean, just like the Packers were last year, 9-8 sits you in that playoff hunt. 10-7 makes the playoffs, and we could play. Are you going to win or lose?
But right.
Basically, you got to go 4-3 if you're the Vikings in the next half of the season. Which I mean,
it's. I mean, the schedule's viable. I mean, the last end of the game, we got Detroit.
Well, they gave up 10 points. Their defense has looked better.
Yeah.
Their defense, I watched, of course, if anybody here watched the Packer game, you also watched the Vikings game, and the Vikings, the defense looked great.
Yeah.
They blitzed a lot, and it made a difference on a weak quarterback against a very ungood quarterback. It was really, really effective. That team's going to win some games just on defense.
Yeah. I didn't think we'd say that at the beginning of the year.
No, I saw the people. I saw the corner they drafted looked really good. They were getting turnover. They looked good. Much better than the Packers did.
On a side note, the Minnesota did draft or not draft. They traded for Josh Dobbs, who was the starting Arizona Cardinals quarterback. Mm-hmm. He was going to be benched.
I believe they benched him because they knew they were trading him. That felt timing-wise. Arizona also was getting back their very high-paid quarterback, Kyler Murray, in the next week or so.
Well, he's been practicing again.
And they've got a rookie fifth-round pick that they would like to see if he can spin the ball. So, Minnesota traded for a guy who...
That's a good move. I mean, the guy is a smart guy.
If Jaren Hall isn't the answer, Josh Dobbs is certainly at least an upgrade from that.
Yep.
So they've once again they're general managers and have covered their base as well. Yep. Who do the Minnesota Vikings play next week?
They're this week, you mean?
We're on to this week.
Atlanta.
That's a win.
Falcons.
I saw they replaced they got their backup quarterback coming in too. That's a
Tyler Heinicke, who originally started in Minnesota.
That is also correct.
Yep.
Look at you. Yeah. So you're going to be 5-4. Minnesota's
probably
on the uptick.
I think they're only 3-point favorites.
Sure. I mean,
but
that
at that point,
wasn't that was their thing? When you're 4-4, you're in a lot of.
I'm
going to
gloat before we talk about the Packers.
Please do, because the Packers are a mess.
Jordan Addison was the offensive player of the year, or that year,
rookie of the week, player of the week, right?
Yep.
He had two touchdowns
touchdown
again.
Yeah.
No, he looks like. He doesn't make Justin Jefferson replaceable, but man, what it does is whoever the quarterback is for Minnesota
gives you a lot of.
You have three weapons on offense.
Yeah.
With
T.J. Hockenson.
Hockenson, your tight end in the middle.
Hockenson is right now top 10 in TDs too. Huh. He's right below Kelsey.
Wow. Yeah. No, he's
so. It's never been an issue with the offense for the Vikings.
No.
It's always been an offensive line. But,
which is a major part. By the way, when you talk about an offensive, it's half. Half of your offense is your offensive line. So if your offensive line is not good, your whole team struggles, right? Because you might throw for a lot of yards.
It really limits you on how, time for the quarterback to throw, running.
Consistently being in 3rd and 8 all game long, all the time. Your quarterback can pass for 6 yards a lot. You'll see a lot of 4th and 2 because, so...
Also, Danielle Hunter was October defensive NFC player of the month.
So Minnesota is a playoff team.
Yeah,
you're excited again.
Aside from all the fumbles we had at the beginning.
Those are correctable mistakes, right? Like those in the term of a season.
Kicked some butt.
Where was the fumbles go? Well, I mean, Kirk Cousins isn't playing, so you're not going to see fumbles from Kirk Cousins, right?
That was two there. Your running back. I mean, it was all across the board.
And you're right. When you look at their running game, they ran it 25 times against.
Finally.
It wasn't really fun to watch.
They did get their first.
Ready for a fun stat? 27 rushes for. Is that 60 yards?
No.
Yes.
16. Total? Oh, for this last game.
Yeah, against Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
16
I mean,
rushes for 31 yards, 9 rushes for 19 yards.
Yeah.
Was your run not fun to watch, but
on a side note, Adrian Peterson still said he still wants to play.
he's older than you are. No, let's not talk about Adrian Peterson.
But he was trying either a boxing or MMA career there shortly.
That's not
Adrian, just
Yeah, please do. That doesn't make any sense. Green Bay.
You want to talk about Green Bay? I mean, do you need to?
We do have to. I'm morally obligated to talk about. The Green Bay Packers, of course, lost 24-10. Jordan Love did not. Yeah, man, this broken record. Jordan Love didn't look good again. Not going to believe this. For about the fourth game in a row, Jordan Love looked like one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the league, if not the worst starting quarterback in the league. They did not run the ball very effectively. Their defense played okay, but not great, obviously.
Considering how many first-round picks are...
Correct. Anytime you lose a game, your defense didn't play good. Well, yeah, you know, sometimes. They play the Rams, who are also not good. The Rams are 2-5. Packers are 2-5. It's a game at Lambeau. Really, the Packer news of the week was something you mentioned when I ran into you this afternoon. Did you hear what Brian Gutekunst mentioned? The general manager for the Green Bay Packers gave Jordan Love a 10-game leash to prove he's a quarterback. He started out so well, so hot, has gone through a not good phase. Maybe that's who he is. You know, it's hard to tell, but in a very rare thing where the general manager comes out and says what all the fans are thinking... he's got 10 games to show that he's a starting quarterback.
I have it here. It says, I think he's done a lot of really good things, Gutekunst said. 10 games. Really like the way he's responded to the adversity, how he led the team again. We've got to be better as a unit, and I expect that to happen over the next 10 games. And I think we're going to go through some things that we knew we would go through 10 games.
Yeah. It's...
You know, we haven't had the results we want to, but... I do like the way guys are responding to things. 10 games.
Yikes.
That's really, really, even when I say the 10 games, I mean, his future is going to be right there. And he's got the rest of the year to say,
he's signed for 2 years. So it's not that his contract runs out in 10 games. Yeah. It's next year he will be paid $15 million. He'll be on the Packer roster. He is operating basically like a Baker Mayfield at this point. Yeah. You're a veteran quarterback making double digit money, but not too much.
So and then let's say they draft a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want that rookie quarterback to be learning from Jordan Love?
I mean, it's a decent who learned from Aaron Rodgers. I mean, and
so far it hasn't been looking like he really did.
Also, when you're the rookie first round pick for a team, you're getting the attention. You're getting all the attention of all the coaches in the room. You're also there's a real good chance that you can just they signed some veteran, right? Like bring somebody along.
Andy Dalton.
Sure.
So with that, one of the reasons that it kind of hurts your Packers not having Aaron Rodgers is that Aaron Rodgers over the how many seasons with Matt LaFleur?
Yes.
Was maybe offsetting some of the coaching and some of the bad things.
Oh, yeah. It became real clear within the first, those first two really, really nice looking games where Jordan Love was still only throwing for like 55%. He wasn't completing a lot of passes, but he's getting touchdowns and not throwing the ball to the other team. Now and then, 100%. When Aaron Rodgers he can throw to other players. He can look at a second, a third, and a fourth read without even looking. He knows. Yeah, he knows the play. He knows the backside of the play. He knows the protection. He can count in his head.
Things that Jordan Love could never know.
Things that Matt LaFleur can't coach up. And because it does look like a slower, less modern, less productive offense just on the eyeball test all of a sudden. It's amazing what happens when you... Aaron Rodgers is really, really good at getting rid of the ball correct at the right time. At the right time, in the right place.
And well, also, after 19, 20 years in the league, you get to see every defense over and over again. Yep. And you just learn going, Montez Sweat is going to be doing this when you, and just.
I know that cornerback is going to turn this way on this pass, so I can go to the, and you'll tell your wide receiver, run to right here. And you'll point to the spot, and you'll hit that spot. Jordan Love does not have that.
Tom Brady's a classic example of that.
Yes.
I mean, he's not necessarily the best physically.
Right.
But he just was smart on the field. He just recognized coverages. Oh, yep, you're right. This is the same thing. You know, all those veteran quarterbacks, what made them really good for so long is they know.
Ben Roethlisberger was the same way. He survived on, we'll call it moxie. But when your team is missing that moxie, it shows, and it shows real quick. Yeah. Also, it shows that your team, The Packers don't have a veteran on that offense. Now with David Bakhtiari is
not that he was
hurt,
really there,
but he was a veteran presence,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
He's in the huddle saying.
But you get ready. You lost. I mean, Alan Lazard,
yep,
and
Randall Cobb both gone.
You know, Cobb wasn't there for. I mean, wasn't there for a while, but Aaron Rodgers trusted him,
yes,
to go, hey, to be, I think, what he's doing
a
now at Jets. Same thing, you know? But when you don't have that all of a sudden, that direction and...
Yeah, the best player on the Packers...
What, second year? Third year?
For
a wide receiver?
They don't...
To second year.
Yeah, none of the Packer wide receivers are anything past their second year. Everyone, they drafted three receivers last year. They drafted three receivers this year.
They should have gone after Devontae to get him back.
But they're in a tank year. Why would you give, if you're the Packers,
yeah, I know,
and
I'm
you've accepted, no, you, why? That, yeah. You've done so well to dump as much money as you could this year. And as long as you don't completely embarrass, say, the franchise, like if you don't win
if they lose all the divisional games.
Well, that's just it. If you're
that'll
losing
be embarrassing.
To Chicago and yeah. Minnesota. And if you're losing, yes, then maybe you can dump the whole system
over. If you lose to Chicago, then you're going to be embarrassed.
Which would be, by the way, the first time. I don't know if it's happened for Minnesota,
but they won. They've won the first one.
The complete reset. I don't know if I've ever seen it. Other franchises do it, right? Like you tank and you hit the bottom and you start over. Arizona teams do it. Just over the Chicago is trying to do it over and over
they're
and
just
over.
A hot mess.
But Cincinnati, yeah. The Eagles. Successful in
the Raiders will be doing it.
They are also starting, but not successfully, I would assume,
no.
Because they're Washington tried during the trade deadline this year. They dumped a bunch of people.
Yep.
I've never seen the Packers bottom out.
Because you've got to. I mean, the Packers are a unique situation because they're publicly owned. They're at, you know, they still have to answer.
Is that really the reason
why
you know, they're always not?
But upper management. You know, you don't want a bunch of screaming. You don't want to hear a bunch of screaming Packer fans at you. They're going to still do what they do, but you want to try to minimize that.
I will ask you this, and granted, neither one of us are owners or general managers of NFL teams, but would you rather answer to fans yelling at you on a fan day or Al Davis or an actual owner, right? Like, you have to go into somebody's office as the general manager who is your boss. And you might actually get fired. I don't believe that Brian Gutekunst can be fired by me and you as shareholders for the Packers, right? Like, we can't get up enough votes and support together to get that guy fired.
I don't know about that.
I'm really sure about that.
But it does matter what the fans, you know, their opinions, as much as nobody wants to admit it, I think fans' opinion matters a little bit. And it's kind of, you know, you've got tickets, you've got, you know,
well,
merchandise.
Got an opportunity.
And there's a lot of stuff that without the fans.
Packers
numbers.
Have a really fun opportunity this year to put that to the test then. Because on paper, they aren't favored in a whole heck of a lot of games for the rest of the year. They could go 3-14 this year. They're currently in place for a top 10 pick.
I mean, any longtime Packer fan remembers the 80s.
But what did that? And I'm not. I am old enough to remember.
I vaguely
the player. I don't remember the players they got for being so terrible. I remember Don Majkowski. I remember Brian Noble. I remember Tim Harris. That's pretty much the entirety of all the Packers I know from the 80s. The highest draft, the most high profile draft pick that I remember in my lifetime for the Packers, it wasn't Aaron Rodgers. It was A.J. Hawk.
Which
A.J. Hawk was a top 5 pick. That was the last time the Packers were terrible. They had a top 5 pick, and A.J. Hawk was going to be a generational linebacker. I watched him in college. He was a pro. He wasn't a great pro. He never made the Pro Bowl.
Yep.
He never made an All-Pro team. He never did it. But that was the last time I saw the Packers at the bottom. And since then, they've had good quarterback play, so they've never been terrible.
Right.
This is your opportunity to really hit the bottom.
Right. No. And if you're a general manager or actual CEO— you kind of go, okay, you're going to balance a little bit here, make them happy, the fans happy a little bit. But I think in the big scheme of things, you know, do you want to do that fire sale? Do you want to be...
I mean, they did make one trade. The Packers traded a Rasul Douglas, who was a third or fourth cornerback, playing a lot because there's a lot of injuries on the Packers once again. They traded him to, I don't know, somewhere. Got a fourth round pick.
Bills, isn't it?
The Bills, yeah. Got a third round pick, which is a nice thing when you're trying to get better through the draft. Get as many draft picks as you possibly can.
I'm trying to look at these picks here.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
The
trade deadline's always kind of interesting.
Third round pick.
Yeah, you got as many.
It's fine. I don't mind not seeing him ever again.
Yeah, and if you're the Packers, you bring up somebody from the practice squad, yeah, and you keep getting a little worse experience
if,
for guys.
If everybody expects you not to be that good, it's a great chance to figure out who you got.
Right. Are these 5th and 6th, 7th round picks that you have on your roster, fringe guys, can they be your 4th quarter?
Unlike Minnesota, where you have a shot.
Backup lineman. Is your 5th round quarterback somebody? If Jordan Love continues to struggle, do you start mixing in some Sean Clifford? Because 5th round pick, why not?
Yeah.
You know, do you have something in him? Is he your backup quarterback? Is he a future, you know,
Kirk Cousins? I think at this point, you just be happy to get it 500, wouldn't you?
No. Who, the Packers?
Yeah.
No. Go lower. Much lower.
I think you and I are in the same spot for both of our teams. Mm-hmm. You know, when they drafted Josh or traded for Josh Dobbs, that'll be like, oh, come on, don't think we got a chance at this.
10-7 is your I feel like the ceiling for the Packers
right now, as it stands right now, we're at our usual spot in the draft.
I think if the Packers, the best they could be, I think they're a 7-win team at best, right? Like at best. The Vikings could be a 10 or 11 win team. They can make themselves a nice, and if that's the case, that means they have a really good roster. And you just keep going.
Right.
I mean, if you're the Packers and you get a chance to be within eyesight of the two quarterbacks at the top of this draft are worth taking, they say. We won't go to, but Caleb Williams, the Heisman Trophy winner from last year, you know, as a publicly traded franchise, he could buy himself as many Packers shares as he could get his hands on if he were able to play. He could be an owner of the Packers. That would be fantastic. Yeah. I mean, the Packers have never. Brett Favre, when he came, was not a, you know, he wasn't Brett Favre when he came. He wasn't a all-pro. He wasn't a Hall of Famer. Aaron Rodgers was not a Hall of Famer, wasn't an all-pro.
He sat
for 3 years. Jordan Love, same deal. The Packers have never.
As of right now, you have the 6th pick.
Yeah, rock solid.
As of right now.
You could get to number one or number two. Bart Starr, I believe, was the last time they had a premier quarterback. Right, Bart Starr was a Heisman Trophy winner, maybe, at Alabama. He played at Alabama, so like that made a difference. But yeah, if you can sit, what are you chuckling about?
The website I brought up for the potential draft order right now.
Oh, sure.
It's called Tankathon.com.
That's a good site. That's helpful. No, it's never too early to look at who's gonna be for next year. But yeah, no, 6th pick, that makes you be able to draft all sorts of talent. You should be able to fill.
I mean, so let's do this too. Let's say Jordan pulls it out and starts doing really good.
Okay.
You don't draft a quarterback. Do you then with that 6th pick go, let's drop? Do the Minnesota thing and
get more picks? No, because I bet with that 6th pick, by the time the draft hits, there's a spot on that roster. They need an offensive lineman. You could get the best offensive lineman in the draft with the 6th pick. You could most certainly get the second best offensive lineman in the draft with that 6th pick. No, you get you draft, because if you save Jordan Love is
Marvin Harris Jr.
Yeah, I mean, if you can add a premier talent in the top 6, no, you put him on that team, because if Jordan Love has a good season, you're in that window to be able to afford to pay players, right? Yeah. Like Jordan Love is good, that means the Packers are on the upswing. That means if Jordan Love is good, the Packers aren't going to be the 6th pick in the draft. If Jordan Love somehow, I will not be super happy. I mean, it's one of those, like, unless Jordan Love looks like Aaron Rodgers, I would rather see Jordan Love look like, I don't know, Doug Peterson or something. I'd rather have him look like Brett Hundley and just not be good and let the Packers sink to the bottom. Because another couple of years of in the middle does nothing. Does nothing for the...
I mean,
you've already talk
to me as a Viking fan, because we went 13-4 last year and screwed up
their
playoffs.
But before that,
we've been really good.
Right in the middle, though. It was is that they hit this middle, and then this really nice leap up, but now they've kind of hit the middle again. That middle is not where you want to be. You still somehow...
Remember, it's only a year and a half into the new ownership, or not ownership, but management.
Sure.
head coach. So
I mean, although if you don't win, 2 years is about all you get.
Yeah, if Josh Daniels.
That guy. We got not a lot of time left in this show to talk about this.
Three and a half minutes. You want to talk about the Raiders and how about hot mess they are?
What else is on here to do?
We can talk about it next week too.
We can talk about it next week. What else happened in the world of sports?
World Series.
The World Series yesterday wrapped up the World Series. Game 5, Texas Rangers won in the postseason 11 road games in a row, and won the World Series.
Yeah, first time ever.
First time for them to win the World Series. I don't know a whole heck of a lot about the Texas Rangers.
Yep. That wasn't the Rangers or the Diamondbacks that were like a year ago or like completely just a loser.
Diamondbacks 2 years ago had the number one, number two pick in the draft. Yes, they lost 90 games a couple of years ago.
Only won like
62
or something.
Yep. Yeah, they swung all the way back around baseball.
Pretty good.
Which is rare in baseball that you can just draft really well and bring guys up in a two-year window, and they did.
Did the Rangers just pay for it?
Rangers
bought everything?
Rangers became a large market franchise in the last couple of years. Yeah. They went to the free. Well, that's what you got to do, by the way. There is absolutely nothing wrong in baseball because there's no. Yeah, spend the money. So that happened.
Two minutes left. We also got
Wisconsin. I'm going to go Wisconsin Badgers then.
They win?
They lost to Ohio State.
Really?
They did. They were close for like a second. They looked like they could.
It wasn't a very high scoring game, was it?
It was not. No.
So they put up a fight.
They have a really good defense.
Yeah.
Ohio State was making some nice blunders. Wisconsin had a chance to capitalize.
And they still came out as the number one in the CFB.
Yeah, they're dominant.
Yeah.
No, Wisconsin's 5-3. They're playing against Indiana, who's not good at all. They need a win. They need a good win because their freshman quarterback. They just need a win. Being 6-3, they still have a shot to win their division and play for a chance to go to the Rose Bowl. So that's what happened in the world of all the sports, really. I mean, other than that,
basketball,
Bucks and Knicks play tonight, which is not exciting except for unless you're a real hardcore NBA fan. First night of they have a tournament in the NBA, not a championship like at the end of the year. They have a midseason tournament.
Throughout the season,
there's certain game nights where it counts for the tournament. Tonight is that night. Yeah,
I gotcha.
Which makes this the fourth game of the season, fifth game of the season, actually mean something.
No,
you have to win your pool, kind of like a World Cup thing. Yeah. Like Bucks and Knicks play tonight. The Bucks are 500.
Have you watched them at all?
500. It's fun to watch their superstars, but it's really early in the year, and they're missing.
It takes time to gel with that.
It does.
Sure.
They're missing something, but like I said, you can't really
tell. Chris Middleton.
They're just missing. They're not quite.
He's still playing.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
he is.
Yep. No, their team is just they get a lot of new parts. So
okay.
That's about it, everybody. Thanks for listening, yeah. Colton. Thanks for showing up.
We've 25 seconds.
Oh, well, we could do a. We want to do that song that we were all jazzed up about. We can talk about a song.
Still talk about it, but make sure you check us out on the web at WDRT.org, on the Spotify. We are on at 9:30 every Friday morning, so check it out.
That's a really good use of time. Nice job, buddy.
I'm a professional.
Have a great day, everybody. Later.